This is The Missing Link with your host, the insufferable, but never boring, Sean Jackson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Missing Link. I'm your host, Sean Jackson, joined, as always, by the unique and differential Micah Gadea. Micah, how are you?
I am excellent today, Sean, and how are you?
As always, I am doing fantastic, and I am especially excited about today's show. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
Okay, let me tell you. Because, as you know, this whole show is about LinkedIn. And there's one feature of LinkedIn that when I started playing with it, I got so damn excited about. I was like, this is the ultimate marketing tool for people doing social networks. And that feature is groups. I love LinkedIn groups from a marketing perspective. They're some of the most powerful free features inside of LinkedIn that I think changes the way people market on that particular social network. I think this is absolutely essential to understand how to use groups effectively if you're serious about marketing on LinkedIn. Wouldn't you say,
love
Micah?
It. Yeah. Yeah. Let's learn about groups.
I know. I think this is absolutely awesome. In fact, when people sign up for our text messaging at 41411 with the keyword MyLink, MYLINK, all one word, don't let it all correct, we send you a link to a LinkedIn group so that you can start participating in the conversation. And the reason I designed the show to push that LinkedIn group is because it's hugely powerful in the ongoing conversation we want to have with our audience. So, Mike, what do you think of the LinkedIn group we've got, by the way?
I love it, and I'm loving all the people that have joined us so far already.
I know, and it's great because this is one of the power of the LinkedIn group concept is that people are asking questions on our LinkedIn
right.
group. They're coming in, and they're doing it because they're sending a text to 41411 with a keyword, MyLink. And for our international people, please remember – our SMS does not work outside of the U.S. It's their fault, not mine.
We love you.
We love you. So we sent you missinglink at rainmaker.fm. If you just email that email address, missinglink at rainmaker.fm, I'll get you an invitation to that group if you're international. But if you're U.S., please go ahead and get to that text messaging because our LinkedIn group is awesome. And today we have someone who I think is an absolute expert in using LinkedIn groups. I am so excited we have our following guest, Mr. Jabez Labrette. But pretty cool name, don't you think?
Yes.
I know. It's funny because I met Jabez at PubCon. We were on a panel together talking about LinkedIn, and out of like 100 panels they had going on at PubCon, there was only one on LinkedIn, and Jabez and I were there with this other guy. And so we were talking about all these different tactics, et cetera, and I was looking at Jabez's presentation. I was like, man, that really guy is really smart. And then somebody from the audience asked a funny kind of hacky question about LinkedIn, and it was really kind of interesting. And I'm sitting there going, hacking LinkedIn that way. And I go, And I look over and there's Jabez. And Jabez is going, that's an interesting hack. And I was like, this is a guy I got to talk to. Because he and I were thinking the same exact way on how to use LinkedIn to the benefit of a marketer. And after that, we became friends. We talked. And this guy's stories about how he uses LinkedIn is awesome.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I'm excited.
So if you have a chance, look up Jabez Labrette on LinkedIn. Did you do that, Micah?
In fact, I did look up Jabez Labrette on LinkedIn.
And?
And he is cute. Can I say that? Like that? He is a real looker.
You know,
I would agree with you. And he looks like he knows what he's doing, too.
I would agree with you. And because you said that, I think, Micah, are you up for a three-way with Jabez?
Oh, Sean.
I mean, Micah, I mean a three-way interview. Come on now. Micah.
Yes, I'd love to do an interview with Jabez Labrette. Yes.
Well, as soon as we come back from the break, we are going to have a three-way interview with our friend Jabez Labrette.
Podcasting is a great way to build your online authority, but the key to success is to publish online, and the Rainmaker platform makes that easy. Rainmaker is the complete online marketing solution that makes it easy and simple to execute your online marketing strategy. So whether you need a design, landing page, or a simple way to publish your own podcast, Rainmaker is the solution for you. So head on over to rainmaker.fm/platform right now and sign up for your free 14-day trial. because this is the same tool that we use to publish The Missing Link. And if Sean and I can use it, then so can you.
All right, welcome back. We have our three-way interview ready. Micah?
Yes, Sean?
Do we have Jabez LeBret on the line?
I think we do. Jabez, are you there?
I am here and excited. Can we call this a menage a LinkedIn?
A menage a link.
Try texting that to the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Your autocorrect's going to go crazy on that one. Everybody, Jabez LeBret, my good friend and truly an expert on LinkedIn groups, is with us. Jabez, thank you so much for coming in. Tell our audience a little bit more about you.
Well, first, I just want to say, Sean and Micah, thanks for having me. It's fantastic. And the audience, thanks for coming on board and listening today. That's fantastic. Man, I've been digging this. I've been digging this podcast a lot.
I've been listening to
it since you guys kicked it off. So it's pretty fantastic. I'm looking forward to the next episodes for sure. A little bit about myself. I run a digital marketing agency for law firms. So I figure if you can market for lawyers, you can probably market for about anybody. You know, and I've been doing speaking at PubCon for years and State of Search down in Dallas. And Sean, I've had the opportunity to get to sit side by side on you on some panels for quite a while. So it's been great over the years.
And Jabez, you're also an author, aren't you?
Yeah, got a few books, mostly all on technology and digital marketing, which is great. We're the best-selling authors in the legal marketing space. You know, don't tell anybody that there's like three books in that category.
Easy to dominate when there's not a lot of people.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, when I was in junior high, I came in second in a chess tournament. Sadly, there was only two people. That's a true story. But, yeah, so no, I written a few books. I write for Forbes, on their CMO network. I've done a lot of, journalism for NBC as well. And a lot of that writing's been revolving around social media strategies.
Okay. Enough of how awesome you are.
You kept asking. Yeah. I mean, first I'm getting Micah saying I'm cute. You guys are likely in the secret LinkedIn group that we're not going to tell anybody about.
That's right.
Yeah, you're catching on quick.
All in lieu of payments. So. So let's get into the meat of this, because as you and I both know, LinkedIn groups is one of the most powerful ways to really do some fairly sophisticated marketing in the LinkedIn network. So give us a little bit of overview of how you use LinkedIn groups for your legal clients, for yourself personally. I mean, because I think that's a fascinating story of how you personally are using LinkedIn groups and some of the tactics you're doing.
LinkedIn groups are, as you mentioned, probably the biggest area of gold on LinkedIn. And mainly it's because of your ability to get in front of people in their inbox, on their normal email. You know, LinkedIn's constantly trying to drive users back to the LinkedIn network. And the groups is one area through commenting and discussions within the groups where you're able to actually get yourself into somebody else's email box, which is a valuable place to be if you don't have their email list or may not even know who they are. It also is a incredible mechanism for driving traffic to your LinkedIn profile. I use LinkedIn groups a lot to drive people back to my profile and then build a profile that has the proper conversion elements on it. And I know you talk about that at length. And that those are two major ways to get that traffic and eyeballs into your marketing messages.
So, Jabez, let's go through a couple of very quick things. First off, start a group or go to an existing group. How do you prefer to go and to start on this?
If you've got a lot of time and you don't have a job, starting a group might not be a bad idea. It's getting hard. You know, there's a lot of groups out there now. So I think the window of opportunity to start your own group, if you don't already have an audience, you know, if you already have a following, like you've got a big following, Sean, and you know, you're all of your organizations and Copy Blogger and everywhere else, you know, you all have a good solid following. And so it makes starting a group a little easier. So if you have a following, starting a group's great because you get total control of it. So like you can control when you send messages out to all the members of the group. You can do moderator control. You know, we've talked in the past about, you know, helping people give you their groups. Is another way to go about it, you know, become an administrator and and find someone who's tired of running a group and then eventually offer to just take it over for them. But I'm a big fan of just jumping into groups that already exist. Find where your clients are already at. Where are your clients at? Go join those groups and start participating in there, because someone else has already done all the legwork to get those clients there.
So tell me about the discussions when you're in these groups. How does that work? Because I've heard that it can be a little bit scary starting out or going in there.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, Micah. It is challenging. Starting discussions is a real. I've started some discussions where I wrote the discussion question for the group, and when I hit the, you know, publish the update button, I was like, boom, drop the mic. That discussion's going to blow up, and then nothing happens. No one comments. No one says anything. No one likes my post. And I'm like, I know this is good. Like, what did I do wrong? And I think I just figured out that timing is everything when discarding a discussion. And so if it doesn't get in front of the right people at the right time, no one's going to be interacting with it. And nobody interacts with it. It drops below the feed, and then it gets lost, right? If you are going to start your own discussion, then a good route to go is on the right-hand side of a group. It'll tell you who are the most influential people in that group. Those people are the ones who comment the most.
Okay.
I like to send them a message and just write to their LinkedIn message and say, hey, here's a link to my discussion. I value what you say in this group. I think you bring a lot of smart stuff to the table. Would you mind commenting on or giving me feedback on this discussion question? Because, you know, people love to talk about their own opinions and things. And so when you email someone asking, or, you know, I might email Sean and say, you know, Sean, you're an expert at all things LinkedIn.
Like everything. It's true.
So, like everything.
And you have no ego. So please just
humbly, also true.
Also true. But, you know, so it is a little bit of an ego play. And so when you send somebody an email saying, hey, I think you have really smart things to say in this group, would you mind adding smart things to my discussion? It's almost impossible for them to say no.
Right.
They like that kind of public notice.
Have you had a discussion that's fallen flat and then you revived that exact discussion knowing that it needed energy and life?
No, I burn bridges.
Okay,
I just move on. There's no time. I'm like, it's just next, you know, let's get to something fresh. You know, but the other side of that coin is to not start the discussion, find a discussion that's already working, and then jump into that discussion.
Yeah, and that I think also, this is great advice, because I want to back up for just a second, put context around this. So if you don't have a following, go into an existing group where your audience is, where your potential customers are. Start either creating your own discussions or participating in discussions. If you start a discussion, reach out to those top contributors on the right-hand side. Send them a fairly flattering email about how you value them, and then let them start coming in and helping invigorate that discussion that you started, or just start chiming in on things that are already there. Is that essentially the sum of it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that was much more eloquently put than I did, said about the last, you know, however many minutes I was chatting.
I didn't say as cool as you did. So
the last part there, though, this part of the idea of like someone's already got a discussion going, to go along with what you were talking about, like hijacking, this is where I think like the easy opportunity is hijack the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So
what does that mean?
Yeah. So what LinkedIn does is LinkedIn sends out that email, right? We all get them in our inbox, which is such and such group. It's like a weekly update. You can set it to daily. It's super annoying that way, but often most of us get it weekly. And it just lists the top discussions, but it also lists who's active in that discussion. And so this is where I like to kind of get sneaky. Instead of me starting a discussion, I go into a discussion that's already trending. So it's already high up on the list. And that's how LinkedIn orders those, by the way, inside the groups. The ones top on the list are trending. And trending's a combination of recency, number of comments, number of likes. And that's what goes into what trends. And there was one discussion that was about one of our competitors in our marketplace. So we're in legal marketing. One of the discussion questions was about one of our competitors that, you know, they're kind of bashing on them. And I won't name the competitor, but it rhymes with Find Law. It starts with F, ends with, all right, stop. So they were in there, and instead of jumping into the discussion and saying, no, no, come hire us, we're good at, we're really good at this, I added valuable feedback to the question at hand. They said, hey, this is the problem I'm having with this issue. So I went in there and I said, well, here's some solutions. Here's some things to think about. Here's some things you could do. But then every time someone else started commenting on it, I jumped back in and added more analysis every single time somebody added their two cents. So then all of a sudden you get this one person who started the discussion to begin with. Out of 59 comments, I was 12 of them. That percentage-wise is a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I was dominating that discussion, and everyone, and people start talking about you. They're like, well, Jabez said this, and well, if you look back and, oh, Jabez already answered that question. And suddenly I became the one that basically was the moderator of that little discussion.
Wow.
And an authority on the matter.
Correct. And even when the person from the other company jumped in to defend themselves, I provided statistical analysis in a nice way to talk about it. And my LinkedIn profile view shot up like 300% through this discussion. I got two phone calls from that single discussion within weeks. And we have a pretty high retainer for our clients. And so I got two phone calls from prospects. One of them turned into an actual client. And this is crazy, crazy timing. Yesterday, my phone rang. I was in a meeting, went to voicemail. It was a law firm from Atlanta, Georgia, that saw the discussion that was a year old. I was like, get the heck out of here. I was like, no way. And they left me a voicemail. I said, hey, I was reading your discussion on LinkedIn. And it happens all the time. And we get about one a quarter now on something that's rolled.
I just say, I mean, that is really powerful to talk about how important it is, number one, to maintain integrity within these discussions. And number two, I mean, it talks like, you know, for that particular one, it sounds like you went high frequency. You know, I mean, you were 12 out of 59. So you were really involved with that. And that talks volumes to how important it is for what you do on LinkedIn for the future.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it makes an impact. So, you know, don't be a jerk.
But let's
be authentic.
Agreed. And yeah. I want to go through because the next step, because this is where I think it really gets interesting, because Jabez's advice is spot on. You're in there, you're participating, you're not being a link hole, like we like to say. you're being someone of authority and engaging. Right. But now you've got this discussion group where you're now hopefully one of the top contributors. You're in there. Now let's go to the next phase, Jabez. Talk about taking over the group itself.
I knew you were going to bring this
up. Of course. I'm
fairly certain this is probably the coolest thing I've ever shared. And you were like, I like that. So I'm gonna preface this by saying there are right ways to do things and wrong ways to do things. And you draw your own line in the sand of how you want to go about doing something. But I think that there is an ethical and moral and correct way to do this process, which is basically hijacking a group. The root of it is to say there's this place where thousands of people have come to connect. And if I own the group, I then control all the messaging that goes to that group. So I can filter out comments. I can send email blasts to that entire group. And what you want to do is you need to identify groups that are full of your prospects, full of your target market clients. You identify those groups that have been started by people who are also that target market. A good example is there are lawyer groups that were started by lawyers because the lawyer wanted to have a group talking about ethical issues in marketing for marketing services for law firms. Big issue in legal, and there's a lawyer starts a group for it, the group blows up. Let's say you get 30,000 lawyers in there all chiming away. Now, what started off as a really fun group for that lawyer to be running is now a real pain because that lawyer now is trying to moderate all these crazy discussions and the spam and everything else that goes on in groups. And they get tired because that's not what they really signed up for. So you reach out to the person who owns the group and you say, hey, it looks like there's a lot of volume going on here in this group. Do you want to make me one of the administrators with, and I can come in and moderate. A moderator to come in and go through and keep the spam out and make sure the questions are on target. And that person's going to think you're like a godsend because you're literally taking a huge weight off their shoulders. Well, then you slowly just continue to take more and more responsibility and then eventually say, well, why don't you just become a moderator and make me the admin of the entire group? And then when that happens, maybe you just accidentally turn them off and they're no longer part of the group anymore. I mean, that's up to you. I'm not saying that's a good idea, whatever you want to do, but that is essentially hijacking a group.
Exactly. And because at the end of the day, and this is where I think the holy grail of LinkedIn discussion groups are, is because there is a feature in the management tools that allows you to send an email once every 4 days to everyone in that group en masse at one time. And that is hugely powerful because you basically have an email distribution system built into LinkedIn to get to everyone en masse, regardless if it's 10 people in a group or 10,000 in a group, once every 4 days. And those LinkedIn messages will be read. And it's an amazingly powerful, powerful way to do marketing inside of LinkedIn. That's why getting a hold of a group or building your group is hugely important. Make sense?
I love
it. Yes, yes, yes. And that's that line in the sand.
Exactly, exactly. So, Jabez, what other words of wisdom do you have for our audience? Because quite frankly, one, I don't want anyone to do what Jabez says on our group on LinkedIn.
If you're a group owner, watch out for this kind of activity.
Exactly. Don't do it. I do. If you send the text to 41411 with the keyword my link, I'll get you that link over there, or missing link at rainmaker.fm. I'll get you into that private group we have. But once I get you into that group, don't try to take it over.
I'm coming for you, Sean.
Exactly. Yeah. But what is your parting tip for our audience in this whole concept that you've been talking about on how to get into groups, how to participate, how to help take them over? What is another power tip that you just really like as a participant inside of a discussion group beyond what you shared?
Kind of, I think, is the spine of everything that we've talked about, and that is to add actual valuable information, not just your opinion. Opinions are fine, and it's okay to share your opinion. But take a moment, step back, take a breath, maybe look up some links that aren't your own content, maybe go find some resources, and don't be afraid to share resources that are valuable to the participants, whether that's the participants of a discussion you're hijacking, or a group that you're hijacking. If you're adding actual real value, then you're doing it the right way.
So add value, don't be a link hole. That's the summation.
I love it.
I think I'm getting that tattoo.
Exactly.
Don't be a link hole. And barbed wire around my arm. Just
there
don't.
You go. Exactly. Now you'll fit in with all the 20-year-olds. All righty, everyone. This has been another fantastic episode of The Missing Link. You know, I cannot thank you enough, Jabez, for all the insight. I think this is one of the most important topics on LinkedIn marketing. And if anybody could deliver, you did, buddy. And thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Guys.
Thank you, Jabez. Love having you.
We will talk to you on the next episode of The Missing Link. This is Sean Jackson and
Micah Gadia.
And you have a great rest of your week.
You have just experienced The Missing Link exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.